Good morning, and welcome to the United Methodist Church, the House of Faith. It's wonderful to see you all here today. I'm wearing my badge. My name is Susan Walmsley, and I'm happy to be here. And I'm going to actually begin to lead you in song. And the first song is going to be number 92. Number 92 is For the Beauty of the Earth. And we'll sing 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2 of hymn number 92. Had songs? Yes.
381, 1 and 4.
Number 381, verses 1 and 4, and that Savior like a shepherd lead us. 1 and 4, 381. Another. Yes, Alita. I think that was Alita. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first. 462.
So
1 and 4. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, number 462.
Jesus, Jesus, precious.
another. Yes.
Number
364. And 364 close. Oh, we've lots of fun songs right through there. Because He Lives. One and three? Number 364. For one more. Yes. 144. 144 is 1 and 3 okay? 1 and 3. 144. This is my Father's world.
Because
hearts with all those wonderful songs. And now we shall begin to prepare ourselves for service. And thank you very much, Colleen, for that accompaniment. And we thank you for your prelude. And again, I say good morning. Welcome to everybody to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. Thank you very much again for our prelude, Colleen. That was beautiful. It was so good to see George is here. How wonderful to see you today, George. Sometimes we are blessed with your attendance through Zoom, but it's always great to see you in person. Do you have a guest here today that you would like to introduce?
Abby.
Good to have you here, Abby. Welcome.
George said that he came all the way from Hawaii just for me.
All right, for you. Good job. Thank you for doing that. I think all the other faces I saw were familiar to me. Yes, there's... Oh, Janine has somebody sitting between her and her husband.
Janine's mom.
And your mom is Sharon. Sharon, it's wonderful to have you visiting with us today. Hopefully you'll be able to visit on other occasions as well. Thank you very much for bringing her. That's wonderful.
And then Gina brought beautiful...
And Gina was the one who brought these beautiful flowers. Thank you very much. Was there an occasion? Oh, wonderful. Beautiful. All right. Wonderful to hear. Well, thank you very much for everyone for attending. Please register your attendance in the pew pad. It's the little red book there. Please, as instructions have told us in the past, to pass that along in the pew so everyone can sign in. If there's little loose sheets of paper, use those first. And those little loose sheets can either put... you can just put them right back into the book and we'll know they're there. And of course, there's prayer cards at the back of the pew. If you have special... Sorry, I'm rattling awfully fast, aren't I? So I'll slow down. And if you have prayers, there are prayer cards at the backs of the pews. You can note a prayer or a concern or that you might have, and they will be offered out to the prayer circle. Of course, we invite you across the breezeway to the social hall after our service so that you can get to know everyone through there. And now we'll go through some, you know, we always have this wonderful insert in our bulletin of those persons that we should have ever most on our mind for praying for. I always think of when we have our silent prayer, if you have gone through all your own personal silent prayers, please put the names of the persons up who are on our prayer list. Also, it has at Pat Shore's suggestion where she said, can't you list some of the things that are happening during the week? So those little things are on there as well, and I'll probably go through some of those as we go through our announcements. So we have birthdays. Our birthdays this month. Janine is here because it's her birthday. How wonderful for you, Janine. So our birthdays this month, in addition to Janine's, are Sharon Hustis, Kathy Anderson, Mike Hinckley, Brent Rolfe has a birthday this month. He's here. Barbara Forte, Mary Deem, David Will, Bruce Crabtree. I think they're still traveling. Claudia's birthday. Claudia Joseph is the person who puts out our communion items, and Brianna Hinckley. So it's all of their birthdays today. Let's, because it's the first of the month, Pastor, why don't you lead us in singing Happy Birthday?
Solo?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my friend. Happy birthday to you.
Brian and Janine married here in this beautiful sanctuary. It's about 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was 3 years next year.
Okay. And then they were 19 years old when they married. So Janine may be like a 22?
2 year old, yeah. Yeah. That makes your mother only 40. Yeah,
that's correct.
Wonderful. And so continuing on, we have our October newsletter is available. It should have been sent to you via email. If you subscribe to our email through the office, if you do have an email, please let Laura know. If you don't do it via email, I believe it is still sent to you, and there may even be several copies of it in the outer area, so you can grab a copy there. Good information in there. If you haven't read it, please make sure that you read the October edition of our Friendly Visitor. And then we have adult discussion classes. As I was reading, they're going quite well. Sunday today, October 6th, is the second half of the Gods Aren't Angry. This is the final half of Rob Bell's fascinating lecture on how religion started in the first place. So if you didn't remember to bring a snack, or go into the coffee area, grab a snack and bring it back over to Camellia Room. I think that's an allowed diversion. And then continuing on with the adult discussion classes that will be taking place in October 20th will be our next discussion, and that is going to be Killing Jesus, the Politics and Culture that Influenced the Death of Jesus. And then we are having our, going down the final path to toward our Pastor Appreciation Day. Ms. King isn't here to show us that beautiful box, but she has been showing that beautiful box off to us, so you still have an opportunity. Oh, we talked about you last Sunday when you weren't here, so all the scoop, so now we just are doing the bare minimums.
I'm glad that I wasn't there.
Yeah, you will be, too. some wonderful surprises are planned for our pastor appreciation, and we're going to do that celebration on Sunday the 13th, and as I said, the box, I assume, even though Becky's not here, it is in the fellowship hall, so you can still sign up for food, because it's a potluck, and we know that the United Methodists are the best about potlucks. So come and celebrate our pastor on that day, October 13th. Thank you. And continuing on, the pastor just loves food, and so we're also having his monthly luncheon, and that's October 9th. That's a Wednesday at noon, and that's over at the Legend China 8 in Calamasa. Price is $15. Sign up if you're coming, because they want to have food for everybody. And I was also, I guess, was I reading that in the newsletter, where you want to do something for the holidays to have a
end of the year. I've been trying to find the good places to eat, and haven't been successful. I mean, I have tried some, but you know, the space doesn't allow us, and the way that we make a sort of a buffet dish out of the whole thing, so that we can enjoy the varieties of food, and then you know, save time and all that. But for Thanksgiving month in November, I'd like to see whether we can couple together to go to Corral in San Bernardino, Corral restaurant. It's a buffet place. So that's what we're going to try. And then if it goes well, we might try something like that. We may travel a little bit of distance, but go different places, enjoy camaraderie and food together.
Wonderful. Great ideas. And that brings us to the first Sunday of any month is our Good Samaritan month. So there's plates at the side door. If you would like to put money or script, or go buy script and put the script card in there, and that all goes to the Good Samaritan fund, and we know there is a great deal of need out there. So thank you for providing to the Good Samaritan Fund. And let's see, I don't have any others on my, do we have any others? Let's see, book club, did I say anything about the book club? How come my mind's not working here? So book club, it's an announcement. So it's a October 15th, The Painted House is the book that's going to be read. So I believe that brings us all through our announcements. Unless, Deb has a screen that I don't know about. So now if you'll please rise and stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.
And now if you'll join in singing number 569, We've a Story to Tell the Nations.
Christ's kingdom shall come on us, the
this time for passing of the peace, but you know what? I forgot something. I have a guest here today, and that guest here today is my sister. My sister is here visiting, and so it's wonderful to have Jill here. Anyway, you'll meet her when you pass the peace, so please pass the peace. I know, I forgot her. Shame on me.
How can you?
I know. We've been working so hard. It's like, as I'm looking out there, I thought, sorry, Jill's out there.
Oh, no, let's see. That's right, I don't see Helen. Oh, no, no, Helen's there. It's a Bobby Alexander. Somehow, from last time, she didn't turn the screen on.
And did you say, she said, with her, she didn't have the internet, she said, she said, to one of them,
let's welcome all those who have come to join together with us for worship via Zoom. We have Helen. You may not see her, but Helen's there with us under the name of Bobby Alexander. That's Helen.
That's her tech support.
And then, you know what? Susan just said, I don't mind. I don't think Helen would mind. Helen sent to the church office $104, celebrating her 104th birthday.
Yay!
And she designated that money to be used for our parkway renovation. So thank you, Helen, and congratulations on your birthday again. And April and Bill are with us. Bill is with us, and David is with us. We have Juan on iPad, wherever you are, welcome. And we have Chris with us. Welcome.
I would like to start out the prayer requests with, there's a flyer back there if you didn't get one when you came in, for UMCOR for Hurricane Helene. They're really looking for donations. The devastation is really terrible. And I also would like prayers for my nephew, Stan. He heads up a team of 14 people, 7 two-man teams that do all of the clearing work for trees. He works for an electrical company, but they're going down, they're driving their lift trucks down to Florida to help clean up after Helene, but now there's Hurricane Milton or something coming now too in the path, so I just am asking for prayers for his safety.
I'd like to ask for prayer for my grandson, Albert. He's been in the Army, and he was stationed in Georgia, and I hadn't heard from him in a few days, so I was worried. But I know he's trained for situations, and I heard from him yesterday, and he said, "Grandma, I'm safe." He goes, "We're very busy," but he goes, "Our base got hit extremely hard and bad." He goes, "Just pray for us and pray for some of the service personnel that was injured during the hurricane that hit Georgia." His name is Albert Oscosco.
Well, Thursday's finally the big day, hopefully. I'm going to get my eyelid surgery done. I still don't know what time. They like to hang on to the last minute. It might be Monday or Tuesday before I find out when I'm supposed to be there, but I'll just be glad to have this behind me. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
I probably should let everybody know, even though it may not, it's not a big of a deal, but I mean, for us, our local congregation. Annual conference had a special annual conference yesterday just to pass the annual budget. We have about like 150 churches, Southern California, Pacific Islands all together, and have about a little over a $10 million annual budget, and they met briefly yesterday and then passed the annual budget.
On Saturday, we had a picture show. All of you that have pets should have been there. It's quite moving. And Deb does an outstanding job of feeding us and making us feel like home. So I'm sorry, but you missed out unless Deb can arrange to have this picture shown again. It's quite moving. And I think you'd have a joy if you went and saw it. And you'd probably pay more attention to your pets also. Thank you, Deb, for your outstanding job.
In addition to pet, we have another promoter of the program. Yes. Great job, Charles.
Food is my love language, so you just have to live through it.
Hi, it's Judy Salveson. My son and his girlfriend are having a baby, and it was due November 7th, and he called me this last week and said she's preeclampsia, and this week she has about three doctor's appointments to check on the baby, because if it goes well, she will go until October 17th, and they will take the baby at that time. So I'd like prayers for her, because she's got high blood pressure and everything else. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Taryn Blastnick.
Oh, hey, there's the same guy in jail. I said, "Hey, we'd pray for you in church." His name is Larry. So, yeah, just pray for Larry. And also pray for my wife. She's staying over near Palm Springs. We had to renovate our house, so we did a lot of work ourselves because we're not rich or anything. But now that people are coming in to do the stuff we couldn't do. So I'm feeling a little overwhelmed because I'm having to get stuff ready for them. They're coming in Monday. So, yeah, pray for us, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I am asking for prayers for my mother and father, Billy and Donald Gardner. My mom is currently going through breast cancer treatment, and I hope to get back there soon to be around, but just thinking of them this morning, so thank you.
Hi, my name is Pat Shores. Today when we sang happy birthday, I was thinking of my father because today is his birthday, although he's been dead for many years. But I also, I looked at the people you asked on the list that I was, you're asked to pray for, my family, and you, they've missed Pete and Karen and Philip. So I'm from a family of nine kids, and Gene just recently died. That's what this is about. But my brother John died a long time ago. His birthday was Christmas Day, and nobody in the family ever forgot it.
Is there anyone online who has a prayer request? If you do, you should.
I got a couple of things here, Susan. One thing, Steve was just talking. We need to pray for Steve because he's got a whole month with no adult supervision. I know he'll survive though. What Deb was talking about, this hurricane relief flyer you've got. UMCOR is, they're all over the world. You know, they're in Ukraine, they're everywhere. Anytime there's a disaster, there's some of the first people to show up and the last to leave. And any money you give to anything they're raising funds for, 100% of it goes to that cause. None of it goes to administration. You know, I don't know if everybody's aware of that, but they're funded, their administration is funded, mostly it's all volunteers, their administration is funded by their once a year, churches, Methodist churches send them a donation once a year to fund the administration. Everything else goes to what they're raising money for. It's one of the best charities there is, you know, so. But I had an update about my friend Terry. Pastor Terry Hill, it's not going very well. She's got a cancer metastasized to the spine of her neck, and she's lost use of her left arm, and she's in a lot of pain. They're planning on doing some preliminary radiation therapy, and we're praying that she will get at least some relief, but it's a very aggressive cancer.
I just wanted to make a comment relative to UMCOR. As Kenny was saying, anyone who chooses to make a donation to UMCOR, it's as easy as indicating on a, if you wrote a check to the United Methodist Church, if it says UMCOR on your envelope, we will make certain that that gets passed on to UMCOR through our district, and it goes in there, so.
Is there anyone on Zoom? I wanted to let you know that last week June was trying to get through, but we had technical difficulties, but I'm sorry, June, I don't remember which one it was, but one of Joel's siblings passed away, and there's another one that's not doing well, so pray for June's extended family through Joel.
All right, so I think that concludes our joys and concerns. So we have much to pray for and much to be thankful for. And so we will continue and we'll join in the unison prayer. If you'll join me, please. Dear Lord Jesus, we wish to sail on a peaceful sea, but with unfavorable winds and waves, life is restless. We tend to give in to doubts and fears and run from reality. Help us walk on faith, even when storms come to our path. May we yield to your control, face the gale, and ride on the wave. For you will take us to a safe haven, even through the tempest. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all the prayer requests brought to our attention and upholding all those loved ones that God has placed in our life, and remember all the hurricane victims over the East Coast. Lord Jesus, we travel through this restless sea of life. And we pray, O Lord, you teach us to be in silence, that we may be able to see your presence during the storm, that we may see your presence on the same boat that we are traveling on. We are often blindsided your presence, O Lord, and wonder where you are in our troubles. But your promise is so sure. You have given us the promise to be with us until the end. And in spite of all our troubles, you are with us. So, Lord, give us the faith to hold on to you no matter what happens on the way. In spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the problems we see before our eyes, may we hold on to you and find peace in our hearts and in our lives. Our hearts are open unto you to worship you for all your great things in our lives. So, Lord, come unto us through your Holy Spirit. Speak to us once more. Empower us once more. Touch us. Heal us once more. That we may receive the courage and strength to continue on, trusting in your presence, trusting in your loving care. You have the full control over our life's affair, Lord. So we once more submit ourselves and all the cares unto you, praying that your will is to be accomplished in our life, in this church, in our community, in this nation and the world today. So we now join our prayers, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now if you'll join in the singing of our hymn number 529, it is How Firm a Foundation.
I call thee to go.
Our scripture reading today comes from the book of John, and we're at verses, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, and they will be on the screen, and they might be the same as what I'm going to read. I like to read out of the Bible. I like the feel of a book. the screen just doesn't get it for me, so I shall begin. Jesus, the way to the Father. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So good to see you all. I am so happy to be able to worship with you this morning, even though I don't know what bad things you talk about while I was absent last Sunday. But this is the day that the Lord has made for us to celebrate our life, and I pray that we will have personal visit from the Holy Spirit this morning, who comes in and speak to our heart and touch our heart like no one can. In his book called Identity, Youth and Crisis, Eric Erickson tells a story he heard from a physician about an elderly man with a peculiar problem. The aged man vomited every morning, but had never felt any inclination to consult a doctor, as some stubborn men would. Finally, the man's family convinced him to get a checkup. The doctor asked, "How are you?" "I am fine," the man responded. "Couldn't be better. My family makes all the fuss, but I don't understand them." The doctor examined him and was surprised to find that he was, in fact, in good shape for his age. Finally, the physician grew impatient and asked, "I hear that you vomit every morning." The old man looked surprised and said, "Sure. Doesn't everybody?" There may be two scenarios for understanding problems. One, like that old man, people do not know they have problems. Two, they do not have problems, but misunderstand as if they have. Have we experienced something similar to those situations? We had problems, but were not aware of them for a long time. In other instances, we did not have problems, but worried about them. Misunderstanding affects the way we think and live. It causes needless pain, waste time and resources, and so much more. I have found some statistics of actual cases of misunderstanding. According to the Google search, 90% of conflicts are caused by misunderstanding. I mean, 90%. So if you are in conflict, clearing up misunderstanding should help. People nowadays use emails and texts a lot, but 50% of emails and texts are misunderstood. 75% of communications are interpreted incorrectly. Email, voicemail, direct communication, and text cause a very high percentage of misunderstanding and miscommunication at workplaces. And worse yet, misunderstanding is a leading cause of divorce. We are living in the age of information flood. What does that mean? That means misinformation is equally flooding as well. So how can people avoid misunderstanding? And one of the ways is by fact-checking. Everyone needs to practice it as often as possible. Fact-checking clears confusion, saves needless troubles, and stops wasting precious resources. It offers believers countless benefits. To mention a few, it strengthens faith, promotes inner peace, and builds healthy relationship with God. The doubtful disciples committed to fact-checking the resurrection and became convinced. You know, sometimes fact-checking can be replaced with the word doubt. Doubt is not necessarily bad as long as we are open to find the reality out there instead of walking through our prejudice and, you know, all those tendencies of misunderstanding. Actually, Jesus invited the disciples to do the fact-checking. One good example of it was Jesus' appearance to the disciples. He invited them to see and touch him, right? This morning, we are going to study fact-checking during times of trouble. When we are in trouble, our typical reaction is that we are doomed. And the dark cloud over our path is there to stay. Thinking we cannot escape it, we become depressed. But these thoughts are nearsighted misunderstandings coming from the lack of faith. As we just read, Jesus said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, and you also believe in me." Look at the word of Jesus closely. Jesus here revealed that there is a close relationship between our troubled heart and our faith. Why our hearts are troubled? Because we do not believe in God and in Jesus the way we should. Remember the story? A father once brought to Jesus his son who was possessed by an unclean spirit, which robbed him of speech, seized and threw him to the ground, sometimes even into fire and water. Nothing could be done to cure his son's condition, and even the disciples could not do anything. The father cried out to Jesus, "If you can do anything, please take pity." And Jesus' answer to him was, "Everything is possible for one who believes. Everything is possible if you believe." The boy's condition was beyond human, and the father understood that condition very clearly. But to Jesus, the humanly impossible problem can be transformed by faith. Therefore, the fact-checking number one is that trouble should not trouble us. The real trouble we should be concerned is our lack of faith. And trouble plus a lack of faith becomes a double jeopardy. Fact-checking number two. We mistakenly interpret our troubles as God does not care for us. But God does care for us. We know that. And His grace is always available even when we are in trouble. The Apostle Paul said this, "God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Apply this Paul's word to our troubles. God knows our weakness and abilities. He knows the level of trouble we can handle. The medical professionals at hospitals always ask patients about their pain levels and prescribe pain medications accordingly. God works like that as well. God knows our scope of ability to handle troubles and does not allow troubles beyond our strength. Some troubles may seem overwhelming, but God knows that we can handle them. Let me read the first and second verse of John 14. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believing in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms." Now, the verse 2, "My Father's house has many rooms." Jesus was talking about going away and preparing a place for his followers. Jesus was a carpenter. He learned to build buildings and furniture on earth. But he did more. He was the master carpenter to build life. And as a heavenly carpenter, Jesus has been building God's kingdom. When it is all completed, he will come and fetch us there. Now, this might be something that you haven't tried. Combine verse 1 and 2 together and try to understand them together. If you do it, it goes like this. Do not let your heart be troubled. Just believe what I can do for you. My Father and I have not just one, but many solutions to your trouble. God has many rooms, many different approaches, many resources to solve our problems. He also knows so many people of talents and send them to help us. I know a couple of missionaries who serve on board the medical ship called Doulos. I heard a testimony from one of them. The ship traveled the world and provided free medical care. After the ship arrived at a port, the mechanics found a serious problem inside the engine. Finding and replacing the part could take months, and they had to reschedule the ship's itinerary. And the port where the ship docked turned out to be one of the only two places out of the entire globe to store the part they needed. There are many rooms in God's house. God's power and God's resources are limitless. Fact checking number three. Yes, trouble we see is real. We feel the excruciating pain and feel like the end is near. But let us be mindful that the trouble we see are only a partial, not the whole picture. Medical researchers say that emotional trauma and mental stress can cause vision loss. But their worst effect is emotionally and mentally blinding people to see the brighter side of their lives. Trouble is not all there is. Another undeniable reality is this. During the storm of life, Jesus is traveling with us, and he can calm the storm down. We may be in so much pain and may feel the absence of God, but in that very place of doubt, Jesus is holding us with his righteous arms and has everything under his control. In his sermon, Finding God in a Busy World, John Killinger tells the story of a woman whose life was transformed by finding God's peace in the middle of trouble. Killinger had traveled to New York to preach, and one night he took a walk with one of his hosts on a seafront that overlooked Manhattan. The woman explained the significance of that place to her. She had gone through difficult times since moving to New York several years before. Her husband had left her. Her daughter had been difficult to raise. One night, she had walked to this seafront in such pain and despair that she didn't know how she could go on, says Killinger. She sat on one of the benches and looked across the bay at the city. She stared out at Liberty Island in the distance, and she watched the tugboat as they moved in and out of the bay. She said, the longer she sat, the more her life seemed to be invested with a kind of quietness that came over her like a spirit. Down deep, she began to feel peaceful again. She said she felt somehow that God was very near to her, as if she could almost reach out and touch God. Better yet, she didn't need to reach out. God was touching her. She felt whole and complete and healed as she sat there that evening. It became a turning point in her life. Since then, she said, whenever I feel under pressure at my job or from any personal problems, I come down here and sit on this very bench. I am quiet. I feel it all over again, and everything is all right. Her trouble did not go away, but she found God amid her problems. King David went through so much trouble, but confessed repeatedly in Psalms, like the following verses. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his trouble. God is our refuge and strength and an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, if any of us are in trouble today, let us do some fact-checking and clear up our misunderstanding. Trouble should not make us worry, because God's care and grace are available when we are in trouble. God is able and has many revenues to take care of us. We travel through the restless sea, but Jesus travels with us. Do not let your heart be troubled. God is surely able. Trusting in God and be at peace. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts to come to the table of God's mercy at this time. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus constituted this communion with his own body and blood. As we participate in taking the bread, let us remember that painful cross that Jesus endured for our salvation. This cup in which we partake is the very reminder that Jesus shed his blood on that cross for the forgiveness of our sins. So now let us, with the gratitude and thanksgiving, take the bread and drink from the cup. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you for what you did for us in Calvary. Here we are committing ourselves to your service once more. And may we continue our journey always with thanksgiving, remembering your cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is now time for the presentation of our tithes and offerings. I remind you that your gifts may be given at the plate as you exit. They can always be mailed into the office, and we thank you for your tithes and offerings that you bring to our church. And we're delighted to have Young here today to sing us "When I Fear My Faith Will Fail."
Christ will hold me fast. When the temper would prevail, he can hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. I could never keep my hold, he will hold me fast. For my love is often cold, he must hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. He will not let my soul be lost. Christ will hold me fast. Put by him at such a cost, he will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. the source of all our gifts. Great in distress, as far of needs. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
With this offering, we acknowledge all the blessings we have received from you, O Lord. For you are the source of all our blessings. With this offering, we acknowledge that you are our Redeemer, that you are our Provider, that you are our Sustainer. We thank you, we praise you, give you this gift of thanksgiving from our hearts and from our lives. We ask you to receive it and bless it, to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our final song we'll sing together will be "We'll Understand It Better By and By," number 525.
Sea of time, somber skies and howling tempests of the sea of bright sunshine. In that land, the perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, tell the story how we've overcome, but we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren land. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to God's word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Trials and dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to the blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eyes, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, when we'll understand it better by and by.
Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that we do not understand all our trials and troubles. And there are many times, O Lord, we are discouraged because of all the storms we see before our eyes. But, O Lord, we have learned to trust in you, in your power, no matter what. And as we trust in you, O Lord, we have experienced miracles, experienced solutions to our problems, and Lord, you have led us this far by your hand. We may not understand everything that's going on in our life, O Lord, but we still trust in your presence and your loving care. So therefore, send us forth with the assurance in your presence, so that, O Lord, we may continue to trust in you in the midst of all our troubles and be victorious in the end. Send us, O Lord Jesus, in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Strong and true, oh, he will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see.